welcome exceptional women to the Trailblazers Business Podcast for Women, your go-to spot to receive the real about being a boss. I am your host, Dr. Michelle S. Thomas, multiple minority business owner and proud founder CEO of the Exceptional Woman Enterprise. Each episode will give you valuable insights on building the confidence you need to succeed. Sit back, relax, and let's learn to be loud and proud about what we bring to this world of business. 3, 2, 1, yeah! What's up, everybody? It's Dr. Michelle S. Thomas. First of all, let me just explain something. Season 2 not only is going to be unscripted, but what I'm figuring out is you're going to have to get some shorts of the in between the season recordings just so that we can capture all this happening. I learned that because I need to update you on just week 1 of what has happened. Let me just give you a recap. So I'm all excited. I want to do this. Me and my team are ready for it. And we discussed this leading up to our 2024 Evolution virtual conference that happens every March. If you don't know anything about what the Exceptional Woman Tour does, then go to exceptionalwomantour.com. You'll see all of the events that we have annually, and they are, for the most part, they happen every quarter. So every quarter I have this virtual conference that connects me with my global audience. And let me tell you guys, it was phenomenal. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying that because it was me, because it wasn't me that made it phenomenal. It was the speakers that we had on there. We had as our keynote speaker, Miss Toni Collier. And if you know Toni, you know she wrote, her first book was titled Broken Crayons, Still Color, and it was a children's book she wrote during the time that she was going through her divorce and all of the ups and downs that she was going through. She tells a story about how she was trying to keep her daughter engaged, not really feeling the stress and the struggle of the divorce. So she bought the 64 box of crayon, and there was one day that her daughter was trying to color, and she comes in, and all the crayons are broken. They're all in the carpet. She's stressed because she's on anxiety, so she goes into a panic. But it gave her the idea of it doesn't have to be perfect in order for you to still keep going. So I'm like, I am in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in it. We are cheering. The chat is on fire. We had so many other speakers that dropped their nuggets in there. And immediately after I recorded, or we went live with this virtual conference, I was sitting in my office, and this is the week of our move. And so the conference happened on Saturday, the 23rd. And on Monday, the movers were coming because I was going to have to move my office in a two-part series. So a portion of my office, the stuff that was in my particular office, was coming to my house. So I needed to get that stuff boxed up, that stuff packed up, and make sure it was ready and secure for the first line of movers to come in and relocate that stuff into my home. The following Saturday, the next group of movers would come in and take the remaining of the office, the offices that my team worked in, my husband's office, my accountant's office, the reception, the conference room, all of the other stuff, and put that stuff in storage. Okay. I had to set the scene for you so you understand. Well, immediately after the virtual conference, I'm sitting in my office, and I had on my list of to do when the conference ended, finished packing up the office. And let me tell you, something hit me that I wasn't prepared for. Logic went all out the door. I just had an amazing virtual conference, but I went to go pick up an award that I was given by somebody to wrap it and put it in the box, and I fell apart. I fell into tears. It was that, not the cute cry, not the one that, you know, my feelings are hurt, but that old school 2-3 year old cry that, like, you're now dry heaving because you can't breathe, you're hyperventilating. Like, I was falling apart. And my husband happened to be in the office because he's helping me get the stuff packed up. And he comes in and he's trying to comfort me, but I couldn't tell him what was wrong. Because at the time, I didn't understand. I didn't get it. It took me a few days for me to recognize what I was going through. It was grief. I literally was grieving the loss of something that I planned on. And I'm telling you guys this because I need you to recognize that even though you have a plan, even though you have a goal, and it's going to be a better goal and a bigger goal, there are times as human beings that when we have to make major shifts and major changes, it can impact us in ways that we're not prepared for. Was I upset to leave that particular office? It wasn't that. It was at that moment, that inner voice in me that I've been carrying around for so many years, it flared up and it made me believe that I had failed. It made me think for that moment that I was not capable, or I should have been capable enough of maintaining my commercial space throughout the time to go get my next commercial space. I should have made enough money. I should have saved enough. I should have been prepared for this. I went through all of it. And so now I'm giving this to you because I want somebody out there who's going through the same thing. I want you to recognize that no matter what your bank account says or how successful you are, you're still a human being. You're still a person. And things are going to impact you and things are going to hit you in ways that you're not prepared for. So give yourself grace. I allowed myself for a couple of days to sit in that moment. But then I recognized that what I was doing, the sacrifice that I chose to do, I could have stayed in the office. I could have extended the lease and stayed in there and done what I needed to do. But was that the smartest business thing for my companies? No. So a decision that I made, the choice that I made, I allowed myself to sit in the grief for it. And then I picked myself back up and I went back to my vision. This is step one, Michelle. So let's pack this stuff up. Let's take pictures of this space. It served this season. It served this time. Give it back to the person who owns it and get prepared to own yours. I hope this little short helps someone release yourself from feeling guilty, bad, incomplete, upset, grieving about a shift that's happening in your world right now. If you made some decisions that didn't result in positive outcomes, if something has happened in your relationships, if you're losing friends, or if you've lost a team member, or you lost a contract, or something didn't pan out, a campaign that you put out there didn't pan out the way that you expected it to. And right now you're feeling like you're not the person for this job, or you're feeling like because you watch somebody else's success or you listen to the postable things that put out there and you're feeling bad, sis, don't do that. It's okay. Give yourself grace, grieve that space, dust yourself off, go back to your plan, and know that this too will pass. This is Dr. Michelle and season two, the short, so I can help encourage you on a day-to-day basis. Stay tuned, keep growing, keep pushing, keep listening. So so that we can be successful in this journey together. I love you all. I'll see you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to another amazing episode of the Trailblazers Business Podcast for Women. Until next time, remember, be inspirational, be legendary, but most of all, be exceptionally you.